So how about we chat with Zeke then? Zeke, good morning.
Howdy. How you doing?
Enjoying myself. This is pure fun.
It doesn't sound like it.
Exciting. Anyway, you had something that you were going to mention.
Yes, I saw some absolutely amazing, spectacular, and wonderful art shows last week.
Do tell.
First one is the Anti-Sublime.
Which is
at Maison de la Culture, Plateau Montréal, which is right in front of Metro Montréal. And it's open pretty much, I think it's, 6 days a week, something like that. And the exhibition, get all the details out of the way first. The exhibition itself goes on until the 3rd of October. But it is pretty much an overview of painting in Montreal today. Mm-hmm. And while Raphael Sottolicchio, who is a local painter, and he also decided he wanted to curate, so he pitched the powers that be, I want to do a painting show in the Maison de la Culture. They said yes, he pulled it off, and he goes off on a tangent on Sublime, because the whole concept of the Sublime, it goes back to like ancient time, and then you go in the Bible and it means one thing, and then you look at the Greek theater and it means another thing, and then you go into philosophy and it means another thing, and to me it means what he writes. Actually, I didn't pay much attention to it because it just was way too much theory, and the paintings themselves are what attracted my attention much more. And I gotta give shout outs to Harlan Johnson, Guy Laramie, Melissa Doherty, David Galanders, and Raphael Sottolicchio as well, because those are the most spectacular, jaw-dropping, and absolutely amazing paintings. There's a $2 flyer here where he goes off on the tangent explaining what the Sublime is, and in a nutshell, now that I've sort of just raved about it and said don't worry about the text, just look at the pictures, because that's always what you should do with paintings and stuff like that, is look at the pictures.
You should never look at the text? If there is any text? Or messages? Isn't there some sort of subliminal message sometimes?
No, it's sublime, not subliminal. It's the anti-sublime. And it's the anti-subliminal, right. Which means it's in your face. And so it's the sort of thing that, you should look at the pictures, and then if you have some extra time, and that's one of the difficult things, is I don't have all that much time. I find it absolutely amazing how, 2 years ago, there were days I could think of where I was just sitting around twiddling my thumbs and just sort of saying, what am I going to do today? And now it's the sort of thing, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I got to hit the ground running. But that's a tangent and stuff like that. Anyhow, these are a bunch of paintings that are, for the most part, landscapes, although there are a couple of them that are, shall we say, abstract. And they could, if you squint hard or you squint your eyes, they could pretend that they're abstracts and stuff like that. And it's this sort of thing where I get goosebumps and the hair on the back of my neck stands up when I start seeing the stuff. And it's,
I'm wondering what your definition of abstract art is.
Abstract art? Non-figurative. Very simple. If it's not representing something, then it's abstract.
Can you elaborate a little bit more by saying non-figurative?
Yeah, in terms of if you can't identify what the objects are, or
so it's like that.
Exactly. If there's something in the painting that you can recognize, or even, and if you squint, because that's one of the amazing things, is Melissa Doherty's vignette number 7. Who's the German painter? The famous one, the bestest contemporary living painter nowadays.
Living? I don't know.
I'm spacing on his name. Gerhard Richter. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
There's a whole series that he has done, which he plays around with just basically out of focus stuff. And the first time I saw it was absolutely wow. And I said, Gerhard Richter, he's not bad at all. Melissa Doherty, better than Gerhard Richter.
Ooh, that's daring to make such a statement.
Here it is, the sort of thing where there's a picture of hers. It's a tiny one. It's number 9 on page 3 of the Guatemala flyer and stuff like that. But it's wild in terms of it looks in focus when you are, don't know, 15, 20 feet away.
It looks in focus.
And then as you get closer, it becomes way out of, way out of focus. And we have a guest.
Yes, we do. And we're going to go straight to some messages because I think they're working now.
Okay.
So let's go straight to that. But thank you for sharing.
No problem.
You can share again.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, because there's also there's Gallery McClure. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that I saw. And so we can deal with that next week.
But you were going to mention just where the space is.
This Maison de la Culture.
Maison de la Culture, which one?
Which one? In front of
there's a lot of different ones.
In front of the Metro Mount, in front of the Mount Royal Metro.
As a reminder note. Worth checking out.
Okay. Yes. And we're going to be chatting October 3rd.
We'll be chatting with your in-studio guest today as well. So it's a 2-for-1.
Yes.
In Zeke's alternate art perspective in the art scene. Going straight to the messages now. Hopefully as long as things work.